A Louisiana judge just handed 16 football players a temporary escape, hatched straight from NFL cut day back into college free agency.
Wait, what?
Temporary restraining order out of Baton Rouge. Terminate the deal, repay the money, special one-week portal. Hearing August 31st. Cuts hit August 30th. The timing is not subtle.
Judge, portal panic, a QMJHL kid ghosting Denver for Providence, and Islanders fans burying Barzal's jersey pick for a lighthouse. Fast.
I'm telling you, this is the amateur fiction finally running into a gavel that refused to play along.
Slow down.
No. Roughly 33 athletes covered, 16 of them football guys from the high school class of 2022. Name names. Hankerson with the Seahawks. Pyburn with the Bucks. Ole Miss products on the Browns and Cardinals. Daquan Wright already hit the portal.
First known one.
Exactly. College football just became the soft landing.
Scoffs, soft landing or pure chaos?
Chaos was already the product.
I hear you, but a TRO is not a new constitution. It is one judge, one docket, one temporary order. Buckley and the NCAA are going to fight this like their whole eligibility house depends on it.
Because it does.
Maybe. Or maybe it collapses under its own weight either way.
These kids signed, got buried on depth charts, and now August 30th turns into shopping season. That is not theory. Wright already moved.
And if the hearing kills the order?
Then we watch the association panic in public for a week. Still a win for the players who forced the question.
Says who?
Says the roster math. A chunk of these guys are getting cut. Full stop.
I get the human piece. I do. But you are describing free agency with a campus mailing address and calling it justice.
I'm calling it overdue.
Overdue and unstable can both be true.
The NCAA response was exactly the press release clutching you'd expect.
Which is their job.
Their job has been protecting a fiction while the courts keep carving holes in it. This is another hole.
Fair. Temporary hole.
I'll take temporary if it lets a cut running back actually play somewhere in September.
Dumb smart question time. If they repay the signing money and walk back to campus, who is actually writing that check, the kid or the agent still circling?
Doesn't matter to me as long as the eligibility door cracks open and the order holds through cut day.
Of course it doesn't.
Laughs, come on. You love the clean spreadsheet. This one got messy in a courtroom, and I am here for it.
Messy is the word.
Messy and real.
Moving on before you adopt the entire cut pile.
Alex Donovan just ghosted Denver for Providence, and half the college hockey internet wants him tried for treason.
Treason is a bit much.
They are acting like it. Darien, Connecticut kid. 2 years as a Pioneers pledge after that February 2024 Instagram drop. Hits the QMJHL with St. John, drops 25 goals and 28 assists for 53 points in 63 games as a rookie, finishes third on the Sea Dogs in scoring.
And shops.
And shops. Early August, he wipes the Denver graphic. August 19th, he is a Friar. Clean post. No shade. No apology tour.
I hear you, but soft commits exist for a reason. Denver held a roster slot in its head for 2 years while he developed elsewhere.
That original post was marketing copy, not a blood oath. Proud, honored, grateful. Same template every teenager uses.
Still a commit.
Still a kid reading a brand new CHL-10-CAA pipeline and taking the better seat when it opened.
Better seat according to whom?
According to the staff that moved first and the player living it.
Denver got outproduced by its own timeline. That part tracks.
Thank you.
I'm not gushing. I'm saying the pipeline punished hesitation. That is a system story, not a loyalty sermon.
Shattuck ST Mary Stud led the 18U team in goals. He earned the right to reopen the market.
Earned is doing a lot of work.
53 points as a QMJHL rookie is not vibes. That is production.
True.
So when Providence opens the door.
He walks. I get it.
You hate the optics, though.
Size, I hate pretending a teenage Instagram graphic was ever binding law. The outrage is louder than the hockey.
There it is.
Don't smirk. I still think programs that treat soft commits like inked contracts are going to keep losing these.
Good. Move faster then.
Brutal.
Accurate.
Curveball. Islanders fans just overruled their own star.
Huh.
80,490 submissions. First fan-voted third jersey in NHL history for 2027-28. Navy Lighthouse wins. Not the fisherman. Not the word Mark Barzal wanted.
Barzal campaigned.
He did. Stood there and said he loved the cream and orange and blue, third jersey feel, winter classic energy, logo spelled out.
And fans said no.
Navy Lighthouse buried Navy Fishermen 68.7% to 31.3% in round two. Not a coin flip.
That franchise is still allergic to the Fisherman era.
Completely. Old Lighthouse mark from 1995 to 1998 on a Navy base. They chose Long Island over mascot cosplay.
I love it.
Of course you do. It's vibes.
It's identity. Safe is what happens in a boardroom. This was a fan base offered chaos and still picking clarity.
I hear you, but boring is going to be the Reply Guy special for months.
Let them. They didn't submit 80,000 ideas.
That's fair.
Barzal can wear cream in his dreams. Fans bought the Lighthouse.
Laughs harsh.
Correct.
Ledger time. You took NYY over BL.
6-1. Eat it.
Yeah. I took SEA over ML and watched it die 4-7.
Running it. I moved to 18-5.
I'm 13-10. Ugly.
One excuse. Make it quick.
Bullpen melted and I trusted the wrong road bat. That's the whole postmortem.
Exhales, I'll allow it.
Big of you.
New pick. Give me PHI over STL.
Give me LAD over Pitt.
Tomorrow we dig into whether that portal TRO survives the hearing and which cut day names actually land. That's the rundown. Same time tomorrow. Bring your takes.